one of the Old Testament commentaries says about Moses that he considered himself the least of all people. Now, people would say, well, Moses, you've been chosen by God as the lawgiver to lead the people of Israel. How can you consider yourself the least? Okay. And Moses' response was, if anyone else had been given the graces that I've been given, they would be far better than me. Okay. It's kind of like that attitude of Saint Francis, who could look at a condemned criminal and say, there but for the grace of God go I. Now, Saint Augustine's commentary on today's gospel is that the sinfulness of the conduct of the Pharisee lay in his refusal to admit that he was even more in God's debt than was the sinful woman. Yes, the woman had had many sins forgiven by Jesus, but for this she was grateful. But how much more grateful should Simon the Pharisee have been? Simon, who had by God's grace been preserved from having sinned in the first place. Rather than scorning the woman, he should have been on his knees thanking God for the mercy shown to him. St. Augustine says that when we examine our conscience, we should be grateful to God for all the sins we did not commit. To thank God for all those sins that he delivered us from by his grace and only by his grace. And actually, his quote is that we are to account all sins as though forgiven, from which God keeps us, that we commit them not. We are to account all sins as though forgiven, from which God keeps us, that we commit them not. So that's why the Pharisees had a greater debt to God than the sinful woman, because preservation from sin is a greater grace than to fall and to get up again. Okay. Obviously, that's shown in the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary. They say mercy is the limit that God sets on evil. Mercy is the limit that God sets on evil. The less evil that God permits, the greater his mercy shown to us. So the Immaculate Conception was the greatest of all mercies, the greatest of all graces, because God allowed no evil to touch the Blessed Virgin Mary. But she recognized in humility and in gratitude this grace from God. She's the virgin most humble. She's the virgin most grateful. Okay. Not because she sinned and was forgiven, but because she received a greater grace, preservation from sin, all sin. And it's the virtue of humility that guards and protects every virtue. They say when the Empire State Building was completed, well, at the time it was the tallest building in the world, and the engineer was asked what was the most important part of the project. And without hesitation, he said, the foundation. Okay, the foundation. Because whatever you put on a good foundation is going to remain. But if you put something on a bad foundation, it's all going to sink into the mud. Well, humility is called the root and the foundation of all virtue. Okay? Like tall buildings have deep foundations. The taller the building, the deeper the foundation. Okay? Just like plants. Tall plants, tall trees have deep roots. Otherwise, they would fall over. Okay? So plants grow upward, but they also grow downward. And spiritually, if we wish to grow upward in virtue, we must grow downward in humility. Okay? Ever-deepening humility enables us to sustain ever greater virtue. Okay? And so ultimately, the greatest obstacle that can come between us and God is pride. And so we ask God to deliver us from seeking after the crumbs of praise and admiration, and give us this gift of humility and gratitude, because humility is a great, puts us on the greatest spiritual, makes us spiritually daring, because we base everything on confidence in God. See, pride is confidence in self. And confidence in self is really confidence in nothingness. But confidence in God is humility. And confidence in God can accomplish anything. Like they say, God and one is a majority. So with confidence in God, we can accomplish all things.